Seattle's paid sick leave ordinance is a year old this week. The law requires employers with more than 4 workers to provide paid time off, but not all employers are on board with it. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
The law affects an estimated 11,000 Seattle businesses. The city commissioned a series of evaluations to see how the ordinance is affecting employers and employees. University of Washington researcher Jenny Romick says the initial survey showed that 2/3 of employers were aware of the ordinance, but the report also indicated that many businesses still need to conform to the law.
A year ago, they were mostly offering it only to full-time employees. And under the ordinance, full-time employees are eligible, part-time employees are eligible, temporary employees who work more than 180 days are eligible. And so the majority of employers needed to extend eligibility to at least their part-time and other workers.
Romick and her colleagues are checking in again with employers a year later. They'll issue another report later this month. Since the law passed, there were efforts in the legislature to expand the policy statewide. There were also attempts to limit Seattle's ordinance. Both failed, but the issue could be revisited when the legislature convenes next year. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.